Good morning. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton. It's another great day, folks, to talk about all things dance. We're opening up about the dance scene right here every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. EST. And listen, whether you are a dancer or not, we've got all the goods for you. So don't miss a beat. Stay with us. Today, I'm going to be talking to youth, some young folks who I've got to say always make me feel so young when I get a chance to sit with them. It's a good thing, isn't it? Today, Nathaniel Chua is back, our youth correspondent, to talk about what he's been doing this past season, what he's got coming up, and also is going to share a couple of tidbits for young dancers who are looking at venturing into the walk of being a professional dance artist. And also making her debut on the show today is Emma Leslie Francis, who's here to talk with us about her new Instagram show entitled The Talk with Emma. Don't miss a moment. Stay with us. Stay locked in right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with all of that and much more.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton. My first guest, Emma Leslie Francis, is a 10-year-old native New Yorker, model, writer, and actor. A trained dancer who has also studied tap, ballet, contemporary, street jazz, hip-hop, and also Afro beats. Now, Emma's resume includes tapping at Radio City Music Hall with Chloe and Maude Arnold and the Syncopated Ladies, with television appearances that include Saturday Night Live with Chance the Rapper and the Disney Channel. She has been featured in Dance Spirit magazine as well as Mocha magazine. Now, in response to the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, Emma created a self-produced weekly talk show on Instagram called The Talk with Emma. The show provides a space for kids to speak to issues usually reserved for adults and offers a platform for young people to be heard on topics directly impacting them in their own voices. This morning, for the first time on Turnout Radio, please join me in welcoming Emma Francis to the show. Welcome. Great to have you on the show, Emma.
Thank you for having me. I am so excited to be on Turnout Radio.
Well, we're equally excited to have you here because I first saw you and we first saw you, the Turnout Radio team, on Instagram Live on the Modcast with Maude Arnold. And it was such a wonderful opportunity to see you dialogue with Maude and really just express your thoughts and your feelings about how you are navigating through the world in this day and time. So wonderful to see you sitting down with Maude. Now, I have to ask, as we watched that day, we were so intrigued because one of the things that you said was that you refer to yourself as an activist. So what does that mean for you, Emma, as a young girl in living in this day and time? What does it mean to you to be an activist in particular?
Well, to me, it means being a leader for people who don't think they have a voice or who are not confident enough to have a voice. I want to be, you know, like their inspiration so they know that there's someone finding justice or fighting for them. So they know that they have a voice and there is somebody like them who wants justice.
Have you found that the work of being a young activist is challenging? And if so, what are some of the challenges that you've experienced?
I definitely think it's challenging. I think some of the challenges are finding ways to deal with like racism and police brutality. And I think it's also very hard to just organize one protest. You know, me and my mom are still trying to find our way there because we still want justice for certain people. You know, so I feel like some things are going to come hard, but you have to fight those obstacles that are going to come in your way.
Most definitely. And it's been so interesting to watch you as you have continued to step into this journey of spearheading and being a young leader. Now, I mentioned the talk with Emma and the work that you have been doing there. Can you share some of the guests that have sat down with you? Just a few examples of individuals that have shared that time with you on Instagram Live?
Sure. So we've had my little brother, Jamie, on the show. He was our very first episode and was absolutely great. I was able to reach the amount of people I wanted to reach. And then we had my beautiful dance sister, Egypt, on the next show. And she was absolutely great. And we talked about, you know, racism and also how she has to work harder because of her race. And then I really want to mention my other dance sister, Kara. We talked about the racism and the dance world because she's also a dancer. So I feel like those guests really made the audience feel a certain way and remember everything about them.
Have there been any activists that you have seen out there in the world, Emma, that have really inspired you to do this work?
Yes, her name is Nupal Kiazolu. She is a organizer and an activist ever since she was 12. So I feel like she is a really good example to kids my age and like me who want to find a way and learning how to be an activist.
And when we're thinking about what you have done with this show and the responsibility of that and having these hard conversations surrounding systemic racism, for example, what has that taught you about yourself and what you need in this time?
Well, what I learned about myself is that I am definitely not as shy as I thought, because I've always considered myself a shy person, but also that I can be very, very talkative.
Which is necessary to have a show sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would say that you've really learned during the process, even if it's in addition to being about yourself, but about even being a speaker? Because that as well is a big responsibility in leading in the way that you have. What else have you learned about Emma?
Well, I've learned that Emma is definitely not afraid to when it comes to certain things. She is not quiet at times. She is not a shy little girl sitting in the back corner when it comes to certain problems like racism. Because I feel like it's crazy that it's our history and it's still happening to this day. So, yeah.
One of the things that I also heard you talk about in detail, not only with me prior to this interview, but also with your guests is on your show, is what young kids need right now. And I think that's so powerful because you've created this platform where young individuals can say, teachers, this is what we need from you. Leaders, this is what we need. So can you share some of those things, Emma, with the many leaders and teachers that are even listening today? What are some of the things that you need as a young person, as you are again, navigating through all of our world changes? What do you want teachers and leaders to know?
Well, I want them to know that, one, there are people out there rooting for you, that there are people relying on you to do the right thing. And also, I really want teachers or leaders to understand is that sometimes you have to be different. So sometimes you can't have everything the same way all the time. You can't have, you know, I don't want to name call, but you can't have a young black girl wearing pink tights. So like certain things like that is what we need in this world right now.
So you really want teachers, and let's talk about that, because as a dancer, of course, there are a lot of messages that we receive when we're in the classroom. And that was, I'm glad that you brought up the tights. That is one of the things that I've heard you mention on the show as well. Knowing that when you walk into a space, you want your teachers to understand and know that you can't look like your white counterparts. So talk to us about that a little bit more. What other things do you want teachers to know other than the wearing of tights, for example? Are there any other messages that you think that teachers need to be careful of when they're in the classroom with students?
That some ways you do something to another child, it may be different ways to do. So don't, what I'm trying to say is don't try to show favoritism when it has to do with race, because then it shows and then the person is gonna see it. So I feel like, and also don't be, kind of like what I said, don't expect the same thing from every child, because every child is gonna have something different and something unique.
Brilliantly said, yeah. Every child is coming with something unique. Everyone is coming with something unique, right?
Yeah.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Nicole Hamilton, sitting down with Emma Francis here on Turnout Radio, live on CIUT 89.5 FM. Emma, we've been talking about your Instagram series, your Instagram show, The Talk with Emma. What are you hoping to also cover that you haven't covered as yet on the series?
The topics, well, I already have season 2 down. It's going to be about back to school and going back to school during COVID. Are they remote learning? Are they going in person? Has the racism and the protesting affected them while they are in class? Or are there teachers while they're in class? Or does, you know, like the teachers bring it up? Does your friends bring it up? Do any of your classmates bring it up?
And you and I have had some time to also talk about the preparedness of going back to school. Do you feel ready? Do you feel ready to get back out there and to go to school?
Well, Miss Nicole, I am never excited to go back to school. But I am going to feel a little different because it's a new way of learning, you know, with our mask on all day, with the barriers like side by side. So I think it is going to be different, but I just know that at some point I'm going to have to adapt, and I'm going to have to adapt very soon.
Well said. Yeah. Yeah. Because we're in a new space now and we need to ensure that we are being mindful of all of those changes. Right. So I want to ask also about your inspirations. We've heard about one of them already. A few of them. Are there any other inspirations that you have that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, you already know who I'm going to say. Chloe and Maude Arnold, they are super inspiring, and they're very strict about being a good person on and off the dance floor. They say that, like, you know, you can't be nice to one person and then treat the next day like they're nothing. So they're my biggest inspirations because they show how to be strong, how to be brave, and how to be kind, and also how to be fun, because a lot of teachers may seem, I don't want to say that loud, but boring, because, you know, they're not having fun. So they're really big on always having fun, and it doesn't matter what you look like, what the choreography looks like, as long as you're having a good time, that's what matters.
Yes, indeed. They are spectacular individuals and constantly promoting kindness and a loving, and are also showing this wonderful loving disposition. So shout out, big shout out to Chloe and Maude Arnold. And I am so, I've got to tell you, you yourself as well, Emma, are inspiring so many people with the work that you are doing, and especially at such a young age. Before we do let you go this morning, is there anything else that you want to share with individuals as you leave Turnout Radio this morning?
Well, I do want to say that sometimes you do have to bring up certain problems that are happening in the world, because I do remember, I think the George Floyd incident happened on a weekend, and I remember I had a call with my school, I think, on that Monday, and I remember nobody brought it up, and I do go to a predominantly white school, so nobody brought it up, not even the teacher. So I feel like my school doesn't really, and I don't know if it's just my school or any other school, I just want to say that racism is not a thing you can just throw away and be like, oh, it's okay, because it is definitely not. People of color are losing their lives only because they are Black or they are a person of color.
Thank you so much, Emma. Beautifully said. We've got to keep moving the conversation forward, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, really, truly. Thank you for joining me on Turnout Radio this morning. And I'd also like to remind our listeners that they can find you and your talk series on Instagram at Emma Leslie Francis. That's where you can find all the good information. And Emma, you're on a few different platforms. You're a busy individual.
Yeah.
You're on a few different platforms. So would you like to share those now as well with our listening audience before we let you go?
Sure. Like Ms. Nicole said, you can find me on Instagram at Emma Leslie Francis. You can find me on YouTube, Emma Leslie Francis. And you can find me on TikTok at Emma Leslie Francis, the number 6. And then if you want to email me, my email is emmaleslifrancis@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Emma, thank you for being such a light in this world. And thank you for being a light here on Turnout Radio. So great to have you with me this morning. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. You know, like I was saying, a lot of adults don't give kids a chance to be heard, but you did the exact opposite.
Oh, thank you. It's truly my honor. And I look forward to having you back on the show so that we can continue the conversation together. I would so love to have that happen.
Definitely.
Thank you, Emma. Great to have you here. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
And that was Emma Leslie Francis here on Turnout Radio. Stay tuned and stay locked in right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with more after this.
Dream.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Hamilton. My next guest, Nathaniel Chua, is a versatile dancer who is also no stranger here to Turnout Radio. Nathaniel has been training since the age of 4 and has been competing in dance for 8 years. He has now transitioned to a professional ballet program. Now, in 2016, he performed live on stage with Justin Bieber in Minneapolis for the World Purpose Tour. And in December 2019, he performed in the 2-week run of the Nutcracker at the Four Seasons in Toronto. Nathaniel is also a junior correspondent with us here on Turnout Radio, and we welcome him back. Welcome to the show, Nathaniel.
Thank you, Ms. Nicole. It's an honor to be here, as always.
Great to have you back. You know, it's been some time since we've had an opportunity to sit down, Nathaniel. In fact, the last time we did was at the top of the pandemic, where yourself and some of your colleagues came, and we had a great conversation about how you were adapting to the pandemic and our current global climate. So share with us, how have you been since that time?
I've been doing quite well, actually. I've been learning to adapt to this new normal, for say. I've been trying some new things, such as baking. First batch of cookies was not the most lightning thing ever, but it was a great experience. I've also been trying morning jogs every morning to try and forget about what's happening in the world and just love life itself.
And I love that you're talking about the baking. Can I just share that I too have been doing some baking, during this time? And I told you prior to this interview that the first batch of bread that I made tasted like an old shoe. But I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm learning how to bake. So good to know that you're spending time taking care of self. And now you are getting ready to return back to school. So tell our audience, for those who have not had a chance to meet you before, how old you are, and then let's talk about school.
Well, I am 13 years old.
13. And do you remember the first time that you appeared on Turnout Radio and how old you were?
I do believe that I was 8 years old the first time that I was on Turnout Radio.
Yeah, you were just a wee one, and now here you are with us back as a youth correspondent. So we're getting ready for school, and I'm so curious to know what are you experiencing right now? Because there's some excitement that's happening for many young people that are gauging and getting ready to go back. What are your thoughts? Are you excited to get back and to see your fellow comrades, your students, and teachers?
Yes, I am so excited to see everyone in person again. It's one thing talking to them on video games or FaceTime and with my teachers on Zoom calls, but that's different. In person just brings me alive. And to in just a few weeks, I will be dancing in the same room. It'll just bring me to life that much more.
Yeah, and I know the last time we'd spoken, you'd shared about how much you were doing during the time of lockdown from taking a lot of classes online. So your experience, like many other students, has been truly dedicated to being online. And now here you are going back to the in-person experience. How have your parents been preparing you to head back to school and also to dance?
My parents are very protective of me since we're in a global pandemic. They will always remind me to limit the things that I touch, to always hand sanitize every now and then, to always wear a mask. And my amazing mom actually one time sanitized a whole couch before I even sat on it. The amazing mother that she is, and I love her to death, but that's my mom, and I love her.
Yeah, your mom is pretty amazing, I have to say. And I think that a lot of parents are taking the strides now to make sure that our kids are safe. I also know that prior to the interview, you and I spoke, Nathaniel, about different areas that you're also concerned about. And I think that's why it's important for you to have taken the opportunity and the time to share with us today, because there are some fears as well that you've been experiencing. Can you talk about what some of those fears are with returning back to school?
Well, I would just like to start off saying that it's good to know that all schools are taking extra precautions to keep all students and staff safe as we head back into school this year in the middle of a pandemic. One of these precautions being sanitizing your hands more frequently, another one being maintaining social distancing every day. But these are great precautions, but I'm still quite scared. One that I actually might catch the coronavirus, knowing that every time I enter a public area, that I have a slight chance of even catching this virus, just reminds me that I have to stay 100% fully aware of what's going on around me. And another thing is that I'm scared that I could give this virus to my family. Coming back from school every day, coming into my house could potentially be bringing the virus into my house. So to try and prevent that, I would go upstairs, put my clothes in the laundry, take a shower, and carry on with my day.
Yeah. So you've been doing a pretty good job of making sure that as soon as you get home that you are covering those bases. You mentioned the washing of the hands and a shower. So in addition to that, what have you been doing to combat those fears? You had some wonderful shares for me on that as well. Things that you've been doing to kind of lower your any levels of anxiety that you might experience with returning back to school. Can you share that too?
Well, like I mentioned before, I have been starting to go on morning jogs to just try and forget about all the bad things that are going on in the world right now and just love life. Even just for a few minutes, that would be just amazing every day. I've also been trying to meditate more and listen to relaxing music.
Yeah, those are all really good tips for anyone who's kind of looking for ways. And I think it's different for everybody, right? Everybody has to find their own thing, whether that is music or it is baking or whatever the case is. So it's great that you have found yours. So let's also talk about some transitions that you've made, because you've been a competitive dancer, as I mentioned at the top of our interview, for many years, and now things are shifting for you. You are now journeying into this space of being a professional dancer. So let me take a step back and ask you, for all the years that you've been a competitive dancer, how do you feel it's prepared you for the journey that you're about to embark on as a professional dancer?
Well, I've learned so many amazing things from being a competitive dancer, one of them being stage presence. I feel like this is so incredibly important as a professional dancer to keep the audience engaged in and drawn into your performance. And in the competitive world, we have had so many opportunities to be on stage, and it's the best place to be. Another is learning choreography quickly and most efficiently. Learning choreo fast can help, is important, and can actually help the choreographer, because the sooner everyone learns the choreography, the sooner everyone can move on. But if one person or two are struggling with the choreography, more time has to be spent on catching them up with the choreo rather than moving on. And I've always heard this one saying from former dance teachers and present dance teachers that time is money. And I feel like that is so incredibly accurate as a professional dancer.
So you feel like you've definitely learned a great deal from your experience and transition of being in the space of a competitive dancer, that you're ready? Is it fair to say that you're ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So as we come to a close, Nathaniel, because there's so many things that I think of when I think of you, and I've watched your journey for quite some time. As we come to a close, I'm curious to know what your thoughts are in the way of suggestions for other young dancers who are making the transition. Dancers who are saying, you know what, I also want to look towards moving and transitioning from a competitive dancer, moving into the professional world. What do you think that young dancers should know? What advice would you give them?
My advice would be to know that you want to do this. I've heard that some people regret their decision to move from competitive to professional in the long run. So you need to know, like, take some time, alone time, as much time as you need, and just think, is this what I want to do? Is this the path that I want to take? And if you're certain about it, then go for it. Chase that dream, and you will achieve it.
Well said, Nathaniel. Well said. So it's been such a joy sitting down and to speak with you this morning. I know that, and for our listening audience, we've got to let them know that there's going to be more coming up with you as a junior correspondent. You'll also be covering other areas of news on our show. But we're so grateful for the time that you've given this morning and excited for you with the return to school. So congratulations to you, and congratulations as well on your transition into the space of being this professional dance artist. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ms. Nicole.
My pleasure. And I also want to let our listening audience know where they can find you, of course. They can hit you up and find you on Instagram at NCHUA888. That's NCHUA888. Nathaniel, thank you again for joining me this morning. So great to sit down with you.
Thank you, Ms. Nicole. It's always an honor coming back on Turnout Radio. It's my second home.
Oh, I love that. Thanks again, Nathaniel. Great to have you with us. And that was Nathaniel Chua here on Turnout Radio. Stay tuned and stay locked in right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with more after this.
Always remember who you are. Hey. If you want to be a girl in the picture, well, you got to meet a girl. Open.
Dance artists use a huge array of interesting, useful, and sometimes bizarre gadgets to get their job done. Each week, we highlight a new tool, some kind of gizmo that attracts our curiosity.
Welcome back. So this morning, we wanted to bring a couple of different gadgets to your attention that our team found during our travels. And we're thinking that these might be very interesting for those of you who are preparing the kids to head back to school. The first one that we found is a customized face mask case with a backpack clip. We found this at Etsy.com. Handy little pouch, and the idea is that your little ones can store their masks inside the pouch and clip it directly into their backpacks to keep their masks clean. Now, you can also use it and clip it directly onto your key ring so that you never have to leave your house without your mask as well. So, very small little case. It's $5, handmade. You can select your own design and your own colors. And again, it can be found at Etsy.com. Interesting little case, very convenient as well. And the other item we wanted to bring to your attention is this very interesting tool called the Touche tool. We found this one at touchecompany.ca, and this little item provides a safe, effective, and clean helping hand, literally, when you're leaving the house. It's cast in ergonomic, high quality, and naturally antimicrobial copper and nickel, and the tool allows you to interact with shared surfaces so that you can protect yourself from germs. So you can use it to open doors, to use shared touch screens and keypads and so much more. It actually does look almost like a little key holder, pretty much like a little key holder. And this one is selling for $34.99. And it looks like you get it in a little case, which is pretty handy as well. So again, we found this at touchecompany.ca. A couple of nifty little gadgets that you can utilize, whether you're heading back to school or not. And coming up, Dr. Blessel is going to talk about other ways that you can store your mask, like in a Ziploc bag, for example. And she'll also share on how you can ensure that you're wearing your mask the proper way. That's coming up with our health correspondent, Dr. Blessel, up next.
Hi, I'm your Turnout Radio health correspondent, Dr. Blessel. And today we're going to talk about wearing masks while dancing. Now, I know it's hard to breathe with masks and train with them, but it is important to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Now, when we wear a cloth reusable mask, it's important that you just hold on to the ear loops, put it around your ears, seal the nose and the mouth, and if there's a wire built in, press that down so that you can create that seal. Now, when you're dancing, it's important to note that you are going to sweat and you're going to breathe harder. So take the mask and put it in a Ziploc bag to replace it when the mask gets moist. And it's important to note that avoid touching the front of the mask to avoid contamination. Once you remove your mask, wash your hands with soap, okay? And then get your new mask and again, place it correctly. If you wear a disposable mask, it goes straight to the garbage. Now, when you're training harder, you're going to be breathing harder. And there's emerging evidence to show that the spread of the virus actually surpasses the 6 feet recommended for social distancing. So wearing masks and being separated between 8 to 10 feet is actually more recommended in enclosed spaces to prevent the spread. And again, with wearing masks, it's such a different experience, I know. So if you feel dizzy, nauseous, have a headache, or you feel like it's harder to focus, then it's time for you to take a break. And it's okay. It's time to modify the way we do things during coronavirus. You know, we're all in this together. For more tips and interviews, check out turnoutradio.com. And for more information about me, Dr. Blessel, head to drblessel.com. I'll see you back here again. Until next time.
Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. Today, Wednesday, September 9th, from 2 until 3:30 p.m., there is going to be a panel discussion on racial diversity in ballet, in particular on racial disparities and how to implement change. So Turnout Radio has partnered with Canada's Ballet Jorgen in order to present this event that's going to be happening and streaming live on both Facebook and YouTube via Canada's Ballet Jorgen and Turnout Radio's social media platforms. So don't miss this one. It's going to be an extremely engaging and interesting discussion with leaders that will be presenting from Canada's Ballet Jorgen, the National Ballet of Canada, Boston Ballet, Memoirs of Blacks in Ballet, and Canada's National Ballet School. It's going to be an awesome, awesome discussion. So happening today, September 9th, 2 until 3:30 p.m. online. And for more information, you can also email marketingassociate@balletjorgen.ca. Now, if you'd like to get out and spend some time in the park, Dance in High Park is going to be happening. You can find out more at canadianstage.com. This is going to be happening over a 3-weekend period at the High Park Amphitheater, which is going to be coming alive with dance. Audiences are invited to experience some of Toronto's most gifted and imaginative dancers that are going to be gracing the stage. And so week one is happening September 26th and 27th. Turnout Radio will be there for Solo in High Park. Don't miss it. There's also going to be a week two, October 3rd and 4th, as well as week three is happening October 9th, 10th, and 11th. All of it can be found at canadianstage.com. Thank you to my guests today. It was so good to sit down with our youth correspondent, Nathaniel Chua, who's back to be with us today, as well as Emma Leslie Francis. So great to have Leslie's wonderful light on the show. And for more information about Turnout Radio, make sure and visit us at turnoutradio.com. Lots of wonderful dance resources there, including classes, health resources, and so much more. So visit us online. You can also email us and find all of our social media platforms on our website. Today's music was presented by Billy Porter with Love Yourself. Recolte was also played this hour by Sabine, and Tomorrow by the great Quincy Jones featuring Tevin Campbell. Catch us again next week right here, Wednesdays, 9 a.m. EST, and be sure to stay connected. I'm Nicole Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.